Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a trip to the Grand Canyon, Viveza, Dua Calixa, and yes, of course, some oboe music, this week in chamber music form. To begin, an excerpt from Bizet's Symphony in C. He was just 17 when he wrote this delightful symphony, and it was not until after his death that the manuscript was discovered. It passed in some prestigious hands and had its first performance back in 1935. That was 80 years after its printing. So never give up hope. You can hear the youthful spontaneity and joy in this music. This is the third movement, the Allegro Vivace, with the French National Radio Orchestra and Sir Thomas Beacom conducting.
Thank you.
The French National Radio Orchestra, with Sir Thomas Beecham conducting. That was the third movement from Bizet's delightful Symphony in C. And now music by the tenors who started it all off. You know, the tenor trend. These are the originals, well, some of the originals. Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras. From the disc of arias by the world's favorite tenors, we're going to hear a few samples. Enjoy.
Tuttavia splende il castello, ah, scarsa fu la notte al tripudio, ingrata donna, mentre io mi struggo in disperato pianto, tu ridi esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tu delle gioie in seno, tu delle gioie in seno, tu pur dimentica quel marmo dispregiato. Mai non passarvi, o Barbara, del tuo consorte allato. Rispetto al melle ceneri, di chi moria, di chi moria.
Lenti spiriti, il giovanil ardore della tempro col placido sorriso dell'amor, dell'amor, dal di che disse vivere, io voglio a te fedel, dell'universo in me. Tal di che disse vivere, io voglio a te fedela, sì, dell'universo in me morei, io vivo quasi in ciel, io vivo in ciel, dell'universo in me. Io vivo quasi in cielo, sì, io vivo quasi in cielo. Io vivo quasi in ciel.
Well, some hard acts to follow. Music by Verdi from La Traviata with Placido Domingo. And before that, a little music by Donizetti with none other than Luciano Pavarotti. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And closer to home, an ensemble that has been performing together for more than, well, plus 20, I think, 5 years now. They were discovered the passion within their own performance back in Stanley Park in Vancouver years ago at a restaurant with a memorable evening of palm court music. Today we're going to hear a sampling of some of their early beginnings, and this comes up from a disc called Entre Nous, and we're going to hear the Suite Populaire Espagnole by Manuel de Falla.
Thank you.
Vivesa and music by Manuel de Falla. Very powerful. That was the Suite Populaire Espagnole, and that comes from an early disc of theirs called Entre Nous. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. American composer Verdi Goffre is known best for his Grand Canyon Suite. This was first performed back in November of 1931 and went on to become one of the most frequently performed American concert scores. He did himself come from a musical family and performed as a pianist and violinist in the silent movie sets all the way to the LA Symphony. Today, a performance in honor of Lorne Mazel. Now, he was an American conductor, violinist, and composer, making his debut, get this, on the conducting podium at the age of 8. He later directed the Cleveland Orchestra, l'Orchestre National de France, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, and the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and I don't think I have enough time to tell you everything else that he did in his illustrious career. Now, he was well regarded in his baton technique and also apparently had a photographic memory, which is very good for all the scores. This performance is with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Grand Canyon Suite is in 5 movements from sunrise to sunset. Now, I know it might be earlier in the morning, but we're going to hear sunset. Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Lauren Mazel, joined by the members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. That was Sunset from Ferdy Gauffre's Grand Canyon Suite. And it is that time on the show. I know everyone anxiously anticipates it. Well, I know I do. It is the time, it's oboe music time. And today in chamber music form. This is with an all-Canadian cast and playing music by Canadians, a bonus. The disc is called Canadian Oboe Quartets and features some phenomenal talents. We're going to hear some music by Michael Osterlee. Now, he was born in Germany, but later moved to Montreal, and his works have been commissioned by the likes of the Berlin Radio Symphony, the Chicago Civic Orchestra, the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, and the list goes on. The piece we're going to hear is called Sunspot Letters, and this was based on letters which were exchanged between Galileo and Mark Wessler back in 1612. Galileo explained that the sunspots are something on the surface of the sun, which in turn would discover the true nature of the universe. Maybe that's global warming, not quite sure. All the works on this disc, which is excellent, were inspired by the 250th anniversary of Mozart's death, just like the sunspots from Mozart. Here is Quatuors Canadiennes with oboe.
Thank you.
The Gallery Players of Niagara. That was music by Michael Osterley and Sunspot Letters. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a little more Canadiana. Very exciting today. Some music from the ensemble Dua Calixa. Now, this consists of a flute and guitar ensemble, Kelly Williamson on flute and Marriott Stevenson on guitar. They were formed back in 2012, and both have great credentials coming from lots of different universities and ensembles. But you know what bonded them together as a duo? That they share a love and enthusiasm for the music of Latin America. And we're going to hear a little bit of that today. Some music by Celso Machado from the disc Caminos.
Thank you.
What a delightful way to end a program. That was Dua Calixa, and those were selections from their album Caminos. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks so much for listening, and do stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next until noon. We'll see you next time.